Adam wasn't able to talk to James Lockridge, but he talked to Philip, and Philip said James doesn't live there. He lives in Harrison, Arkansas, and just occasionally comes up to his property there. And then all of the properties to the north of it are already different condos or short-term rentals all down Lakeshore. So there are already multiple properties in the short-term rental in that area. And then if you look behind the property to the east of it, or the right on the paper, is Verlin Blackwell. And Mr. Blackwell has also given his approval for it. He has signed the papers. Shane Grady has another residential house there to the southeast. He has given his approval. And then Adam wanted to go above and beyond and also get approval from the four neighbors to the far east over here. And he has signatures from two of them and verbal approval from two of them. He's talked with them all. The other two just had a little trouble with the electronic signature on that, but they gave him his verbal approval. So we just thought that that might be helpful to see where the different neighbors are that had given their approval. But I'm happy to answer any other questions if you guys do have
any. No, you did good. I think, you know, from our perspective, this is a C1, really, to me, going to a different zoning, but I almost consider it a lower zoning level than C1, and the fact that, like, if you look at C1, you could, you're permitted to have a university or daycare or parks and recreation. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that can be in C1. So by going NR1 is a very specific zoning of what we would be voting on, and the neighborhood would know what the specific, and it's being used to house students now in its current environment. So are there any concerns from anyone to talk amongst ourselves or questions to ask?
Well, if it goes to NR1, it just opens the door to renting. I mean, I'm sure that the plan and the mission is great, but once it's NR1, it's NR1. And anybody could be there.
It's surrounded by them, though, the people that are wanting to sell the property.
I mean, so, like I said, I'm sure that the plan is a good plan, and that's their property. You've got to utilize it within your organizations. But that's always a good plan.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time talking about the what-ifs when it comes to NR1.
Well, that's why I'm saying this is almost a reverse. It's commercial now, and they're coming to us with a specific.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're dropping their ability to utilize the property long term.
Approximately how many units do you guys manage currently?
About 110 around Branson and the surrounding area. It is, but his plan is to actually reduce the bedrooms. Due to the number of bathrooms in the house. So he doesn't have a specific plan on it, but that is the goal, is to reduce the bedrooms.
Is there any limit on units?
Yeah, I brought it up right here. So, and I discussed this with Adam because he thought he could put two people per bedroom. Plus two for the structure, and I informed him that our max is 20, and that it will be set at 20. There's no getting around that. So the max amount of people that can stay in that at one night is 20 individuals. They kind of took care of my issue with setbacks. It was going to need some variances, but if they own the land,
I missed that.
That can be fixed.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. They're going to have to create
that
a
set on that
anyway.
Part.
I don't think it's been divided yet.
I think you're making the assumption that
there's a couple other things that he brought up to me. Maybe a wedding venue, different commercial uses. I told him that wouldn't be allowed whatsoever in NR1.
He could do that in the C1, couldn't he?
I would have to look on my chart, and my computer chart's not working. I can look it up by hand.
I'm just curious.
You can do a lot more, but I don't think you can do a wedding venue.
Okay.
So did I miss, the goal is to just rent it to, back to Barnabas, or?
No, to have it be a short-term rental for vacationers in Branson.
That's what I kind of thought.
Somewhere I thought I read part of his goal was to rent it back to families that were involved in the ministry.
That might be a large goal of it. I'm only coming with the information I know today.
You're just not going to limit it to that.
Yeah, I was him, I wouldn't limit it. You know, it's
George, to answer your question, no, wedding is not allowed at all in C1, even as a conditional use.
And he hadn't mentioned the wedding part to me, just the short-term rental for vacationers.
You know, what's interesting is you can get a conditional for a wedding event facility in NR1, but not in C1.
Really?
That's interesting. All right, pretty straightforward. Again, we're just recommending to the county commission they make the final vote. So do we have more questions for the applicants? We don't, both individuals in the room have spoken. So they want to hear for public hearing. There were some letters submitted. She's given more information of people that are aware and say they're for it. We do make a motion. Again, we need to make the motion in the affirmative, and then I've got a special motion to read because it's a rezone.
Is there enough room on the property for them to build another structure if they want to?
No, Dad. So their request is adding, that's a good point, and I didn't think of it until you said it. They're adding 2 more acres. So you could increase the density on this considerably by your request. If they do get the rezone, now they have enough square footage to add multiple nightly rentals there.
But the new, I mean, they don't own that property right now, right?
Not
right
now.
They'd have to come back.
They'd have to come back. They just can't add property to it.
They couldn't. The zoning would stay, would have to come back through again for another rezone.
Yeah, you're right.
If it would have been in the application that way, they could have.
Can I speak on that?
Mm-hmm.
That is not the goal, is to build more properties. The land, especially above it, is kind of a trench with trees in it, and then the land behind it is just full trees back there. So the only goal is with the current structure.
So what's the purpose of the land? Just buffer?
I'm assuming.
Right now, KAA's land, basically like the back corner of the house, KAA's land almost touches the back corner of the house.
So that's the variance I was saying he's going to need.
You can see right there.
Actually, his well is actually on this property back here. It's not
really?
Even going to be on his property.
Surely not in Davy Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Surely not in Davy.
No, God forbid.
That must have been one person owned the whole property, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say one more thing with that, too. Right now, all the trees in the acreage given above it and all the trees in the acreage behind it, we want that to stay. So that is the view from the house is just trees. So that was also a part of the reason with that, to make sure that nobody else who owns that other land can tear down the trees and change the view of the property or from the property.
I'll be honest with you, I struggled a little bit.
I hate zoning changes.
Yeah.
And as far as the other property and keeping it in trees and everything, it's a wonderful thing. But I don't want to sound hurtful or anything, but, you know, if you get that and that's good, and we zone it in R1, and you come back and get in R1, and then you guys are in a train wreck, the next guy may put 50 units on that because it's zoned for nightly rentals. Whereas if you had a conditional use permit and you're in a train wreck, well, they got to come back and get another permit.
Well, that that land really isn't part of the equation of what we're looking at or approving. They would have to come back and get rezoned, and we'd have to review it. The Taney County Commission would have to review it. It's totally not part of what we're reviewing tonight. It's, does that parcel of land...
That would have been a question of mine, like if it... Because all we want is that little part of the property zoned for in R1. So if there's a way to do them separate, which you're saying it just automatically is separate...
Yeah, it's not part of the application.
That's all we are asking for to be rezoned.
Yeah.
Could they even get it rezoned for nightly rentals since the setbacks aren't right?
Technically, no. He'll have to come back for a variance.
Unless they end up owning the property.
The property line's there, yeah. You'd have to merge them. So how it would work would go to the county commission, and they would make a ruling, and that would be contingent on hand-in-hand going through with a variance to get the property in the right boundary or the variance for it being too close to the property.
Okay, so either they get a variance or the other property becomes a portion of this property. Mm-hmm. What does that do to the zoning on that other property?
It'll have to be brought back through. Mm-hmm. You cannot change a property zoning without going through the county commission.
I appreciate that. So if they get the other property, and we're going to make that a part of that so that the setbacks aren't
then
a problem.
Somebody can come back.
Huh?
Then somebody can come back and add more.
Well, that's what I'm asking. If they're going to get the other property, and I appreciate what you're saying. I believe you. But at some point in time, that property line, if they get this other area, then that property line has to go away. So something has to be done to that zoning. It'll end up being the same zoning as what this here is.
Well, it could be like the church clean up. You could go out 20 feet and come out and rezone that parcel.
Make that lot 1A, keep this a C1. Not saying he's going to do that, but I'm just saying he has that ability. Or he could do what you're saying and say, I want the whole thing.
Yeah, but somebody's going to have to approve that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we do have some control over that. Okay.
Can I just ask for clarification, because this is new to me? So if this first part is approved for NR1 and Adam does get the other land, then he just needs to increase the property, like move the property line for this first zoning back a little bit first, or?
Because he's not legal now.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be contingent. Like, if the commission says, if they do accept this and say, we agree, I don't know if they will.
Uh-huh.
But if they do, you'll still have that lying out there. It would be grandfathered in, except you're changing the use, and now you've got to fix the property. So you either got to come out here and create a new line and do an amended plat and add that little piece from the part you're buying.
Okay.
Or you got to get a variance saying, I'm 3 feet from my property line, and I need... the BOA to accept that, if they will.
Okay.
Your board, just like this one, will look at everything.
Okay. But even if Adam does end up owning all three of those plots there, there would be a way to have just this area with the back property line extended a little bit, only that area designated to NR1, which is all we want, and the rest of it can be kept as C1?
As George said, though, I nor anybody else can change zoning on property, and it's C1. That little sliver will be C1, so you will be back here.
Okay.
Looking for the recommendation to the county commission to take that 7 feet or whatever he decides to take and zoning that in R1 also.
To move that
because
and zone it.
You can have two zoning layers in the same lot.
Okay.
Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense?
Yes. Thank you for that.
Any discussion amongst ourselves or questions?